His name is John Curtis. He owns a community-supported agriculture operation called Barefoot Gardens. It's a small farm. Most of the crops are grown on about 2.5 acres. Curtis says he's been gardening for 20 years. He's never gone through a summer like this.
This weather just means that I need to water more often. I really need to put down 2 inches of water a week on any given patch of the garden, and I just about can't do that unless I'm running sprinklers all the time.
And how are you managing that? I think you had to dig your well a little deeper, is that correct?
Yeah, we had to do some work on the well, and I have ongoing issues with my pump. So sometimes I have water and sometimes I don't, but when I don't, it really shows quickly.
Have you lost any crops, or have you been unable to grow any particular crops because of how dry and hot it's been?
Yes. I had plans to have 2 significant sweet corn crops, and it just wasn't going to be possible for me. There wasn't enough moisture in the soil to grow sweet corn this year, and a lot of the crops are really stunted. The broccoli isn't doing as well as it might have. On the other hand, I have some crops that have done very well. Onions really like dry weather, so we have a beautiful onion crop, and the tomatoes have done spectacularly in spite of the dry weather.
I know you like to continue producing crops well into the fall. Is the hot summer affecting what you're going to be able to produce this fall?
I'll still have my fall crops if my water system holds out and if my well holds out. It takes a lot of water to get enough moisture in the soil even to get those fall crops established. And, you know, everything depends on water, and especially since we're not getting any help from the heavens.
What about other producers? Do you talk to many other farmers, and what are you hearing from them?
Well, everyone's kind of discouraged. You know, I met with a couple local cattle producers, and their pastures are in terrible shape, and other vegetable growers, of course, are suffering terribly. I mean, when you have to deliver every drop of water that your plants get, it takes a toll. It's really a lot more like agriculture out west. And, you know, in the land of the tall grass prairie where we live, we're not used to these extremely dry, hot summers and springs and falls and winters. So we may need to adjust. We may need to have a lot more drip irrigation, and might need to set up some shade systems for certain crops. It's a challenge.
Can you manage at least the small farm that you have, the small operation that you have? Could you manage another year like this, or what would be the challenges a year from now if this drought persists?
Well, I would become a dryland gardener. I would use a lot more drip irrigation, and I would just assume that I'm not going to have any water, or not nearly enough water from rain. So yeah, it would be, I could make that adjustment, because there are a lot of operations my size or a little bigger out on the West Coast and in you know, the dry Southwest that do this sort of thing. But it's a different kind of setup, and it's you know, if this weather pattern persisted for years, the Midwest is going to become a different landscape altogether, and I'm starting to worry about the trees and you know, a lot of the things that I normally wouldn't be concerned about.
John Curtis thinks smaller farms might be better equipped to adapt to changing conditions than larger operations. He also says a continued drought will be especially tough on corn, which requires quite a bit of water. Curtis owns and operates Barefoot Gardens. The CSA is near Macomb. Curtis is also board president for the Illinois Stewardship Alliance. Rich Egger reporting.